Hello and welcome to Unquestionably Nerdy, the show where we talk about everything that makes us want to geek out, freak out, and grab the bull by the horns. I am one of your hosts, Kata MacArthur, and whom am I joined by?
You are, of course, joined by your favorite color commentator and your best friend, Cole Browning.
Hello, Cole. And who today else shall we be grabbing the hole by the bull horns? Who else are we grabbing horns with? Boy, hey.
Whoa.
Guys, it's me. I'm back. They liked my pins so much that they had to get more. So I brought more for each of you guys. You each have pins. I had to sign a waiver to grab some bulls. So I don't know what really is going on there. I hope they like my pins. I'm happy to be back. Welcome, guys. Hi, I'm Ethan. I'm back.
Ethan, have you ever read The Sun Also Rises?
No.
First of all, read books. They're good. Two.
No.
You can't make me.
Two, that's the one that has to do with, there's a scene of Pamplona and the running with the bulls, which I feel like out of the three of us here, you would be the most likely to do with me.
I am a Taurus.
Mm. Oh, that explains everything.
So you're a normal type.
Yeah.
Yeah, you get it.
Yeah, I'm basic.
Yeah, but speaking of fighting animals, I was not aware that it was a dream of yours to run with the bulls. Do they still do that? Is that still legal?
They still do it every year, yeah.
That's crazy.
Oh, okay.
I would very much love to do it.
Really? Yep. Like, you run away from bulls?
Yes.
Yeah.
Dude, I think I could outrun you any day, bro. I think I'd be fine.
You don't have to beat everybody. You just have to beat the guy next to you.
True. Yeah, I mean, for sure, right?
No. I think your own opinions of your abilities to at least escape bulls as they run towards you in a stampeding fashion starts us off nicely with this episode. And today, gentlemen, we're going to be talking about exactly that. Not just running from bulls, not just fighting animals like in Pokemon. Actually, that's exactly what we're going to be doing. We're fighting animals.
Okay.
Oh.
Ready?
Yeah.
Open your closets now. There's a bull in there.
Wait,
I put it there.
Wait, you're in the closet, so what are you going to open?
You don't know that. The theater degree doesn't mean everything, guys.
Oh, so, yeah.
I would say Boy George and George Michael, both the Georges, are just stuck in Cadden's closet.
Yeah, they're fine. They're comfy.
They're waiting to come out with them.
But today we are going to go over a little tier list of our own making. And we're going to be going over this tier list to decide how likely, at what scale, do we think we'd be able to, excuse me, fight against, survive, and beat these individual animals on this list that I have put together. So, gentlemen, if you check your text chat on this Discord call, you will see a link to a Google document where we will be going over a tier list.
This is so well put together. Oh my gosh.
Thank you.
What is this production quality, man?
Kaden, can we go ahead and put the two last ones in the that bitch's dinner category?
Well, we'll figure this out. We'll figure this out as we go along. Because, dear audience, since you're not able to see this tier list that I've constructed, we don't have our usual usual layout for different tier lists. We don't have the S A B C and D categories. Instead, at the top of the list, we have that bitch's dinner, followed by I can take 'em, followed by we'll see what happens, followed by I'm a head out, followed by at the bottom I'm about to be dinner. So, underneath that, we have a list of several different animals, creatures, whatever you want to call them. And we're going to go through this list and see where each of these animals lands in those different categories. That bitch's dinner, I can take him. We'll see what happens. I'm a head out or I'm about to be dinner. How really? Likely do we think we could fight all of these animals? Pete is going to love this episode.
I fear I must say, I see two things on this list that I am immediately attracted to as far as what my eyes go to look at.
And oh, I know.
I'm a little bit sad I'm not there, guys.
Me too.
I'm a little bit sad.
Hold on. I can fix this.
I feel a little left out. Not gonna lie.
We will figure out which animals we want to fight in which turn order as we go through. And I can go ahead and super quick make a new entry for this tier list just to finish us out. Give us just a moment. On the fly edition.
Out of curiosity, is this all one-on-one fights, or is this like all of us together ganging up on this animal?
I'm going to say one-on-one.
One-on-one. Okay. I'm looking at this first one. And Cole, if you don't say what I think you're going to say, I'm going to be kind of upset, man.
I mean, the first one I feel like is pretty obvious.
I you know what, it is pretty obvious. I don't know about your abilities, man. I worry about you.
Interesting. So yeah, everybody, while he's talking about the first one is just a chicken.
Yes. How good could you fight a chicken?
Well, don't get to spoilers yet, gentlemen. We got to have a full discussion on this. Hold on.
I'm so curious what he thinks. I need to see how soft your hands are, Cole. That'll tell me what I need to know.
Beautiful.
There we go.
Oh, Cadden has... Oh, Cadden installed one more creature.
Dude!
So, gentlemen, just to give... For anybody, I guess, who hasn't done a fucking tier list in their life, we're going to go through this list. We're going to decide where each of these fit in these different categories. I figure we'll go through the list, and one by one, we'll all choose an animal. We can either go through the list from top to bottom as we like, or we can pick at random, whichever you like. We'll each decide where we would place it individually, and then we'll have a discussion based on what we said, and then we'll have a moment to all come together and vote where we put it on the tier list. And just for fun, I think we'll have two lifelines for this tier list. If we think that either of these lifelines can make the difference in these fights, we can spend that lifeline during that discussion, or we can all choose to spend that lifeline during that discussion. Mm. Our lifelines being one regular kitchen knife and one flintlock pistol with a single shot.
Specifically a flintlock pistol?
A flintlock pistol with a single shot. We'll say it's already like fully loaded and ready to fire. We don't have to like crank it with, put the powder in, put the bullet in, whatever. Single flintlock pistol, ready to fire, one shot. As we use either the knife or the pistol, it will get used up, cannot be used again. But we have to, all three of us agree, or at least the majority of the three of us, agree to use said lifeline. So, without further ado, Ethan, as our guest, which animal do you want to start with? You can either start right at the top with said chicken, or you can pick any animal on the list.
I gotta do it. I'm the chicken man. Yeah, all right. Alias Laser Chicken, that's me. I gotta pick the chicken. And I really want to clarify and just, I guess, kind of make it like a, you know, right off the bat, kind of set the tone. All yes. of these encounters, 100% aggressive. It's not like whether or not the animal is passive. It's just like all of these animals are aggressive and they are coming at you. How are you going to do? Okay, cool.
There is a fight happening.
Cool. Okay. I'm taking the chicken out, man. That bitch is dinner, bro. In fact, Haley is cooking Tuscan chicken right now. I'm about to eat it up in a little bit. Yeah.
But did you have to kill that chicken yourself?
I don't like killing things.
No, fair. But if you had
but, to. I mean, if I had to, yeah. Yeah, if I
so
was
that
like
chicken's coming at you.
Yeah, yeah. I could deal with the chicken.
All right, Ethan is voting for that bitch's dinner, I assume.
That bitch's dinner.
Cole, thoughts on this cock?
Whoa.
Cat, that bitch's dinner.
Cole wants cock for dinner. And I'll say that that chicken definitely goes in that top category for sure. That bitch is indeed dinner. I don't think any discussion is needed. I think probably the biggest challenge is like chasing down the chicken, because I don't think we want to use any of our lifelines right now.
I don't think you have to chase the chicken down. It's coming to you.
I guess it's coming at you, yeah. It's going to peck your hands a little bit, but you just give it a little punt.
Did you just kick it? That's what
you're going to come out of there with maybe some minor scrapes and bruises, but it's dead.
Yeah, agreed. Well, let's put that bitch on the dinner table.
That being said, Cole, I feel like realistically you would freak out if there's a chicken running at you. I feel like realistically, Cole, it's a we'll see what happens if there's a chicken running at you. You know what I mean?
No, I'd kill a chicken.
Okay. I like your resolve.
Cole has murder in his heart.
I do it the classic way, like the Jamaicans. Snap the neck, cut the head.
Is that how they do it?
I don't know. That's how I always imagined the one guy from the Scooby-Doo movie that James Gunn made did it. Is he would just walk out to his chickens, snap their neck, and then cut it.
Oh.
I have no idea which guy you're talking about, but okay.
No, remember like the voodoo guy who they all thought was the main villain in like the live-action Scooby-Doo movie?
That was Chicken Snapping Danny.
Is that? Yeah, that guy. Love that guy.
I would say
is that on the island or is that in the sequel?
The island. It was like the voodoo guy on the island.
I believe you.
He was like the red herring, but also the most chill dude.
No, Cole, I believe you. Yeah. Voodoo guy, sure.
The voodoo guy. Did you buy the elephant man's bones?
I would say we're going to have to do an episode on this first Scooby-Doo movie so I can remind Caden of how good these were.
It has been a minute since I watched it.
Are you talking about the cartoon or the live action?
The live action.
The only one I remember was the Loch Ness Monster one.
The Loch Ness Monster wasn't a live action.
There was that one on Cartoon Network.
Yeah, it was.
What?
Well, are you thinking of like the one with the frog where Velma turned into a witch kind of thing, got possessed?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Jesus Christ.
All right, Scooby-Doo live action movies, one of our next episodes. Guys, tell us when you want to see it.
They're coming out with a new live-action Scooby-Doo thing sometime soon, so wait for it then, I guess.
We'll do it before McKenna Grace shows us her red hair.
Exactly. But, Cole, chicken's pretty already in the oven.
Chicken's in the oven.
What do you want next? You want the next on the list, or you want to just pick a animal that you're choosing?
Oh, I'm going to go with one where you guys can decide to fight this, but there ain't no fucking way I'm going to get in this fight. I'm gonna run away. We're going with a snake.
Snake? In particular, okay, that is a snake. In particular, it is a black mamba, which makes it even worse.
Okay. If I'm able to outrun it, I'm a head out. If not, I'm about to be dinner. Because I also know
okay, sure.
Black mambas are extremely poisonous. And I want to say that is what Daryl Hannah's character in Kill Bill was left with in the cave after she was blinded. She was left in like a chasm of black mambas surrounding her.
That's a good point of clarification. Let's agree now where we're fighting all of these animals. Either, of course, some of these are like water-based animals, so we'll have to adjust it slightly for that. But shall we say like we're in just like a flat open plain, nowhere to hide kind of thing? Neutral territory?
No, I definitely want obstacles to hide behind. I want to be able to use my brain because that's like what I have as a human. And if all of these animals, like, you know, if they get to use their claws and venom and, you know, beaks and
they're not
teeth.
Using tactics. They're not using tactics or hiding.
They actually are.
They're just coming at you.
Yeah, but the thing is that's what humans have. That's what we have. That's our powers, being able to think.
Okay, Cole, thoughts, where are we fighting?
Doesn't matter. I looked it up just to be safe. Black mambas are considered the fastest snake in the world. Great. I'm about to be dinner. I don't care what the surroundings are. I am about to be dinner.
We'll see what happens. If I ain't got no chance of running that thing, I guess we'll see what happens. Oh wait, no, because I have my dude. We would have to use a lifeline on that. Actually, I realized it just bare fist. I have nothing.
Okay, if we use a lifeline, then we either have to use the knife and get in close, and that thing can definitely bite quicker than you can stab.
Hey, you could throw a knife.
Or you can, you could throw a knife. But then if you throw the knife or if you use your single shot, you have to rely on your very careful aim on a very small, fast-moving target, probably hidden in some amount of grass.
You know, I would feel so confident if I just had a shovel. I would feel instantly like I won if I had a shovel in my hand. In fact, yesterday I was at work and there was a snake underneath my ass while I was squatting, and I didn't realize until I stood up and then I saw it, and then I jumped like a little girl. It scared me. But again,
without your shovel.
No, I did not have a shovel. I had a rake. Did not kill the snake. I'll let you know, I did not kill it, but I did watch it slither around. I did fuck with it slightly. So I think we'll see what happens.
Okay. You think
long
you'll
see way what happens. To get there.
I think with the new information that the Black Mamba is the fastest snake in the West.
Wait, you're right. I forgot I don't have a shovel again. Yeah, I'm about to
You
be
don't
dinner.
Have a shovel.
Fuck.
Yeah, well, I think we're all in agreement we're about to be dinner to that Black Mamba.
Yeah. Well, can it actually pause? I don't think it can unhinge its jaw enough to eat us. I'm gonna head
no,
out.
No. It definitely can't eat us because snakes eat their meals whole.
Yeah.
But
that's what I'm saying.
We're about to be the proverbial dinner.
Okay, yeah. Can you please, in parentheses, put proverbial before dinner?
The proverbial. I think that's how you spell proverbial. No, it's not. Proverbial dinner.
No, proverbial.
I don't care.
Okay, that's fine.
All right. We are first on the menu for the snake.
Cad, what do you want to fight, Cad? What do you want to fight, huh?
I want to fight that third from the bottom. I want to fight Cole Browning.
I could take him. I ain't going to eat him, but I could take him, bro. With all the love in my heart, I'm slamming that motherfucker down. Bro.
I think Cole will be pretty wily. So I think I can take him.
Cad?
This is going to really highlight our opinions on Cole.
Cadden is severely overestimating himself. Ethan, I think you're fair to say I can take him.
Yeah.
I just don't think Cadden's in the same tier as you at all.
We're not
I'm
talking
big.
About my abilities yet.
I'm big, bro. I'm big. I think I can take Cole.
Cole, how do you think you could fend against yourself?
Oh... Me fighting myself.
Yeah, how do you think you do?
We'll see what happens.
You'll see what happens? I guess that is literally the only one we can do.
I'm like, it's a draw.
I was just going to say, it's a 50-50. We're both going to be playing dirty. We'll both probably bring other people into this.
Okay. I guess Ethan, you're the deciding vote on the final placement here. You and Cole both say you could take Cole. Cole thinks that we'll see what happens, and I'm also probably in that category with him. Right,
so,
Cole? That's where you would place me? And I think I could take you.
Is your back, like, fully good, Cadden? Is your back, like, you have, like, no back problems anymore at all? Whatsoever?
Basically.
Okay, so that's not the same thing.
I would actually put Cadden probably at the top of I'm a head out or the bottom of we'll see what happens. I think that I would have a tougher time fighting me than I would fighting Cadden.
We're gonna have to fight one episode, Cole. We're gonna have to film an episode of the podcast just us fighting.
Guys, I have a backyard now. I'll set up a ring. You know, I'm a good middle spot, you know. Even though you're both like far away from me, you know, and closer to each other than you are to me. You know, it's fine. I feel like Cole should go and I can take him. If me and Cole could both take Cole for the, you know, mostly, you know, it's at least, you know, I'll give Cole a 51% chance to beat himself, you know.
Well, no, I'm saying straight 50-50 for me. I'm saying we'll see what happens for me beating me. You, I believe, could take me.
Yeah.
I just don't think that Cadden could.
Cadden, so you have no back problems whatsoever, right?
The most I get is an occasional back spasm, like, maybe once a year.
That sounds crazy. What the fuck is a back spasm? That sounds insane.
It's not nothing major. It's
nothing
better like in a few hours.
Okay. I think Cole doesn't play clean enough to, like, I think, you know what I mean? I think Cole would take advantage of that. And I feel like he would just, like, karate chop you on the back of the neck. That being said, I know you're taller. You got a better reach than him. I guess I've never seen you fight, and I know that Cole can't fight. You know what I mean? Like, I know that Cole has no hands to throw because he's getting his fucking PhD in fucking physics, all right? He's, you know, this guy can split atoms. He can't throw a fucking punch. That's what it tells me. You know what I mean?
Whoa, whoa,
Cadden,
whoa.
I could see Ken. I know Ken goes to the gym. I know Ken works out. I know he's secretly ripped. He's got a sleeper build.
Oh, no. Ken is definitely, I feel like, the most ripped.
That being said, I know that, Cole, you would have some endurance to you. You have, your body's pretty sturdy. You would have some, you know, you could take some hits. So I think it's a real, we'll see what happens for Ken, I think, honestly. Because you each have your advantages, you know, really thinking it out.
Okay. Okay, so why don't we do this then?
Well, that's 2 out of 3 for we'll see what happens.
I think you would be fast.
No, Caden, we'll see what happens.
You know what? No, I take it back. Caden, I think you can take him. Because I'm imagining it, you got to be fucking faster than Cole. I mean, you got to be faster than Cole. And if you're faster than him and you have longer arms, and you just get in there, you hit him a couple times, he won't know what to do. And then you just rock his shit and you win. I think you got it, Caden.
Okay.
Those are some words, Ethan.
We're gonna have to fight next. We're gonna have to fight some episode in the future,
dude. I will make the ring, dude. I'm so serious. I'll get gloves and everything.
Well, audience, look forward to that episode in the future. Unquestionably
dead.
What's a pun?
Fight Club.
Unquestionably dead. It will be to the death. That will be the final episode of the show.
Yeah, murder.
Because one of us will be dead, the other one goes to prison.
Gladiatorial combat. Unquestionably.
Unquestionably combat. Unquestionably combative.
True. Makes you want to geek out, freak out, and murder your friends. My next animal, look, yes. You know, I'm gonna pick the clownfish because I accidentally just kill fish all the time. You know, so yeah.
How do you accidentally kill fish?
Man, I got this goldfish pond, and sometimes, like, so I guess it's more Haley than me, but, like, we'll turn the hose on to cycle water through and give it some oxygen, and sometimes Haley will do it and forget to turn it off, and so that water just, running clean, and it, like, shocks the fish, and so she's killed, like, 3 goldfish that were at least, like, this big. They were, like, 7 inches long and, like, 4 inches wide, like, they were some massive goldfish. Three
of
them.
Fish this big.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, they were huge. I had to scoop them up and throw them over my fence. It was really bad. God. Yeah. So I think clownfish, I'm not going to eat it, but it's dinner, you know. I'll kill it and something else can eat it.
Cole, thoughts on the clown?
Shit's for the birds.
That bitch is dinner.
You know, I'd have to agree. That bitch looks orange flavored.
It looks tangy.
Dip it in some sriracha.
I actually do love sriracha.
No, not fish with sriracha though. That just seems no.
Nah, you can do sriracha with fish.
Honey sriracha.
Some fish, ooh. Not the honey fish.
That'd be good.
And like chili sriracha flakes. And you roast it. Oh,
stop! It's too late to get.
Oh my gosh.
Hungry. It's too late in the evening to get me this hungry.
Mm.
But Cole, what creature would you like to combat next?
I think I'm going to have to go with second to last, Caden MacArthur.
Yes. We let your anger flow through you.
Say all the things you would do to him if you were left in a room alone with no cameras.
If you were left in a backyard with no cameras, with one camera.
No,
I do have security
that.
Cameras.
I'll
sell recordings. Hey guys, listen here, Questionably Nerdy viewers and audience. If you want a live recording sent to your house, a CD of Caden and Cole duking it out, fisticuffs, arms up, hot and sweaty above the belt, just give me a call. $40. We talked about this last time. $40. I'll get some tacos and you'll get a cool DVD.
Okay, that's something.
Well, if you're gonna fight, it's got to be recorded, guys. It really would be some historic. I think it would be a historic event.
I'm gonna go somewhere in between. We'll see what happens, and I can take him.
Okay, so you're a little halfway in between fighting that one guy.
Halfway in between, being realistic, I'm probably a quarter of the way into I can take him, and like 3/4 of the way into we'll see what happens.
Okay.
Caden, I just don't think you have that killer instinct.
I mean, I'm looking at this picture and you look very like, you know, sensual. You're looking at me kind of sensual. And I don't know if that, I don't know if that guy in that picture could fight. You know what I mean?
Not in that shirt, no.
No, not in that. That's way too nice. You don't want to get it stained. But you, what you
what
got
about
on
this shirt that I'm wearing on now that just says beer?
Beer! I like it. I like beer. I think you could fight.
This shirt is.
That being
beer,
said,
dear bear.
I think, Cadden, and again, no offense to either of you guys when I say this, but I think I could take both of you on pretty. Like, I think I could. I don't think I would have any problems. You know, I grew up in a house with six siblings. I was the youngest. You know, I'm a pretty big guy.
You got training.
I work outside. I do construction. I like to think I'm pretty decently strong. You know, I've got the weight advantage on both of you. You know, I think I could take you both.
How tall are
with
you?
All, I'm like 5'10".
Okay.
That being said, I do have a 6-foot wingspan. I do have long arms. It's like a 6-foot, 2 inches wingspan or 6-foot, 1 inch wingspan. I've got a pretty, my arm's pretty long. I could catch big fish.
So you're going to put that motherfucker in, I can take him?
Yeah, I'd put that guy in, I can take him.
Yeah, I could take that motherfucker.
Yeah.
I can take him. I think we're all in agreement. Look at him in that shirt.
You think like you can it. Take yourself?
I like it. He's not fighting back.
Nah.
Or no, I think in that shirt he's fighting back so hard. I think he's trying so hard not to get that shirt dirty. You know,
and it's adorable.
It's adorable.
All right. That was Cole's round. Next up, okay, which one would be an interesting discussion? I want to see y'all's opinion on the moose. Ethan, why don't you start us off? What do you think about the moose?
I'm running away. I don't even know if I could run away. How fast is a moose?
Oh, very.
Pretty faster than me. It doesn't even matter. It's like 13 feet tall. Yeah, I'm dead.
Speed.
I'm dinner.
Moose.
How many meese are there?
An adult meese can run up to 35 miles per hour in short bursts.
What?
35 miles per hour, according to...
That's Google. Not real. I think I would shit my pants, actually. Yeah, I'm dead.
Yeah, 35 miles an hour.
I need to see a video of this. If I find one, I will send it to you. Both.
I don't think I'm dead, but there is no way that I'm winning.
No.
I think I'm a head out, like, clearly.
I don't think...
I can survive it, but fuck winning it.
I don't... Okay. So you're going with I'm a head out, and I think Ethan has found a video, judging by his face.
He probably has.
That's crazy. It's a YouTube short.
Damn, look at that bitch go.
Dude, that's so fast. That thing is
so
killing
majestic.
Me. Yeah. Yeah, I'm dead.
Okay. I don't think either of our lifelines are going to help us in this situation. That, if we have the knife, if we get close, that moose is going to throttle us. If we have like a single shot from a flintlock, it will walk it off no problem. It's either I'm a head out or I'm about to be proverbial dinner.
You're not heading out. Where are you going?
You're right. It will chase me down. There is no heading out.
You saw the short, right?
There is no chasing down. It was keeping up with a car in that video, looking majestic as it did it. Yeah, that moose is gonna kind of eat me for dinner in a spiritual sense.
Like, its head is staying at the same level. It's not even like really like. I feel like it could go faster.
It is true. I mean, yeah, it's hardly trying there.
Okay, my turn.
All right, Ethan.
So, I had one in mind that I was going to pick a second ago, and now I'm looking. Oh, never mind. I just thought of a funny idea, and it was using the gun to kill myself. In other words, though, the one, let's look at, what do I think would be interesting? You know what? That big-ass fucking tarantula.
Okay.
Okay.
How do you think you'd fare?
Me?
You.
I'm gonna head out. I can actually outrun a tarantula. I hate spiders. I really don't do bugs. They freak me out. That thing looks gigantic. I really can't. I'm leaving. I'm walking away from that thing.
Okay. Cole, thoughts on the tarantula?
And we're sure this is a tarantula and not any other spider?
It is a tarantula, yes.
That bitch is dinner.
That bitch is dinner?
Yeah.
Don't eat it, bro.
You think highly of yourself.
It's a tarantula. I was going to say, we played with tarantulas all the time when I was a kid. We had like a...
It's with the intent that it's going to kill you. It's like coming after you.
I know that.
Yeah, and it's also 3 feet long.
Dude, tarantulas are not that big.
You know, it is if I blow the picture up. Now look at it.
It's bigger than Ethan.
Big spider.
Tarantulas are maybe like... In total, tarantulas are maybe the size of like two cell phones.
Max
put
size
together.
Of tarantula. No, hold on. Wait.
It's, dude, it's not
okay,
that
yeah,
big.
You're right. Yeah, you're right. Like 12 inches. It's not. I mean, a foot long tarantula is...
A foot long spider.
Yeah.
That's pretty fucked up, dude. That's...
Tarantulas are also... Lots of tarantulas are also very venomous.
I want to fact check and call bullshit on that one. Because that's why I asked, because I'm like, tarantulas are some of the easiest spiders to take down.
Yes, tarantulas are venomous, not poisonous. They inject venom through their fangs.
Oh, so Cole's an idiot? He knows a lot about other shit, but doesn't know about tarantulas being poisonous, venomous?
Oh, you can go fuck yourself.
Nope.
Okay, here's what I'll say for the tarantula. I'm kind of on, we'll see what happens. If not, I'm a head out, because... I think, like, it... Well, okay.
Dude,
I don't know.
Hold on. Tarantula stings, their venom, basically the effect is usually pain like a bee sting. Like, there's no, like, neurotoxin shit to this. So I'm like, it's just getting stung by a bee. There is no fucking way.
For me, I'm just not fighting a spider.
That anyone is below, we'll see what happens.
I'm just not fighting a spider. I'm just not doing it.
And that's fine. If
it's a foot long, no.
Look, that spider thing was the same reason I went ahead and put snakes all the way and I'm dinner. But no, spider, that bitch is dinner.
Bye-bye, spider. Can I throw my shoe at it?
You could. Presuming you
so
have
we
a shoe
do
in
have
the
shoes.
Open field.
We do have
I
shoes.
Guess so.
Because I wear some pretty big boots. My boots are at least a foot long. I just don't think my aim is that good.
Tarantulas in Americas. Tarantulas from Asia, Africa, and Australia have more potent venom than tarantulas from America. Won't kill you, but it'll make you very sick. Okay. Now, that is from Reddit, so who knows if that's fucking true.
Surely if you're injected with enough, it'll have some serious damage, though.
Now we're just doing tarantula research.
Yep.
How strong... Hey, computer, how strong are tarantulas?
Computer... How dangerous are tarantula bites? A tarantula bite causes pain similar to a bee sting, which may require an emergency room visit for proper treatment. The pain from a tarantula bite is severe, but such bites rarely lead to serious consequences. Tarantula bites may result in allergic reactions producing severe symptoms, but such occurrences are extremely rare. Okay.
See.
So that does paint a different picture. Spider bite does not usually cause serious complications and remains a low risk situation. Okay, that changed my answer. I think I can take him.
You can take him.
I think I can take him. Ethan, does the bee sting level of venom change your placement?
No, because if I see that thing crawling towards me, I'm already out, dude. Nah, yeah, I couldn't. That's my limit. I could fight a chicken, but not a spider.
All right. Then I guess to even that out, we'll go just middle of the road. We'll see what happens.
Yep.
All right. That was Ethan. Cole, what do you want to fight next?
I think I'm going to go to the shark. Is that a great white?
Shark. That is a great white shark. Okay. We'll need to shift this to be somewhere where the shark is actually able to be a fair combatant. So I'm going to say, like...
You're a spearfisher with no spear.
Okay.
I'm going to assume it's somewhere in the ocean. I'm still going to go with, we'll see what happens. I don't believe in any case it is possible for me to win against a great white shark. That's off the table. But compared to bull sharks and tiger sharks, which we can both get on the Gulf Coast.
It doesn't matter. It has the intent to kill you. We've already decided.
Oh, that's right.
It's trying to kill you.
I forgot about the intent to kill. Because I was gonna say, you guys know that great white sharks are the ones that are most likely to kind of be, take one bite and leave. Okay, so. Yeah,
they're curious. That's how they investigate.
Okay, so if it does have the intent to kill, then.
I'm dinner.
I'm about to be proverbial dinner.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Oh, you're about to be a real dinner for this one.
That is true. Yeah, fuck the
There's no proverbial
shit.
About this.
Yeah, I didn't read that in the Bible.
Ethan, what do you think about placement for great white shark?
What do you think? What do you mean? Duh. What? It's going to kill me, Gaddon.
You don't want to find out?
Dude. Okay, I hate bugs. My biggest fear is the ocean. I hate the ocean. Dude, there's so many big... Dude, you know how big sharks are?
Yeah.
They're so cute.
Dude, they are cute. No. I love aquariums. I love looking at all the wildlife. I think being in the ocean and not being able to see what's around me, because you got to think, your visibility is low. It can see you way before you can see it. It's way faster than you. It's got, a billion rows of teeth.
Yeah.
You're dead. It doesn't matter. You're dead. And you're everything in the ocean is scary like that. I don't like the ocean. That's ocean scary. Just let me watch it on the Nat Geo docs.
Yep.
Unless it's a clownfish, I'm probably donezo.
Based. Yeah, if we are in the environment of a singular small boat out on the ocean, and those motherfuckers can jump out of the water, no problem. They can leap over your boat, snatch you up, and drag you down with it.
They got great, fantastic jump.
They got hops.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're about to be dinner, gentlemen, in the most literal of sense.
Yeah. I hope it tastes good.
I hope so.
Maybe I can poison the water with my colonial ink.
Stab it in the eyes a few times with your pins. But I would say, how do we think we could fend against a wolf? That looks like a gray wolf. What do we think of our chances against a wolf? I'm going to say...
I want to say that we use our knife here.
That's exactly what I was thinking. I was on the same page as you. Knife and we see what happens.
I want to say it was going to be I'm a head out probably without the knife, but it's definitely more of a upper tier. We'll see what happens with the knife.
Mm-hmm.
Without the knife, it's not I'm a head out because it's chasing you down. You're not faster than a wolf.
That's true. I was going to say I would need a weapon to take down the wolf even if it's chasing me down. But the thing is, I feel a lot more confident having that weapon. Now, am I going to come out maimed and fucked up? Yes. Am I going to be alive? Probably.
Are you going to die soon after, even if you win? Probably.
We're not going to talk about that.
No, it's okay. You're in the backyard of the hospital. The doctors are there on standby.
Okay.
Yeah, I think we go knife and we'll see what happens.
The knife. We use the knife for the wolf.
Sorry, Peter.
We use the knife for the wolf, and I will say... With the knife, it is on the upper end of we'll see what happens. It's closer to we'll see what happens. If the wolf gets the first hit, I think we're going down because it's going to bring you to your knees. It's going to lock you down. It's going to dig in.
That's when your chance is to strike.
Oh, no.
That's the trick. You know, you got to give it your arm.
Yes.
And then take you got to take the light blow and then just, you know what I mean? You can live without an arm. you can live. And look, the thing is, look, if you zoom into this wolf, it's got snow on its nose, which tells me if it bites you on the arm, you just throw your arm in the snow, cover it up with some snow, wrap it up, and get to a shelter, and you should be okay. I can take a wolf with a knife, actually. I just raised my confidence level. I could take him. I've seen Beauty and the Beast. I've seen that scene with wacha. Yeah.
But that beast is a lot bigger than you.
No.
And he was fucked up.
No, I'm him. No, but he didn't have a knife.
He had 10 knives on his fingers.
We're talking about Edward Scissorhands?
No, but he wasn't trying to kill them. He was trying to run away, you know? So that's the difference. That. No, I did. It's what happened.
Cole, where do you land with the knife? We'll see what happens.
Yeah, we'll see what happens.
I think I'm on that boat too. We'll give ourselves a fighting. Do we want to spend the knife here, or do we want to spend it where we think it'll make more of a difference?
I don't know if it'll make more of a difference anywhere else.
The knife objectively makes the best difference here. Yeah, I was going to say, this is the best spot to use the knife.
Okay, we'll spend our knife on the wolf. We'll put him in. We'll see what happens. All right, Ethan, what do you want next?
I want to make us use our other lifeline. I'm picking the buck, the deer. That big old pointy antlers ramming at you head forward. I think this is the other best place to, because again, like realistically, if a deer is trying to come at you and kill you, it's going to be able to impale you with its antlers, and you're probably not having a good shot.
It's not going to be a good time.
Yeah, but I think if you have one shot with a pistol, you wait till it gets close, that would be your only chance. And I mean, looking here, I feel like that would be the biggest difference maker for, you know, all of these. That would make the biggest difference for the gun across for all of these animals. Because a lot of these, other I feel like, could just tank minute. Them. True.
That last minute injury.
I do still want to use it there, actually. Wait. I take it back. I kill myself.
I don't think we should use the gun for the deer.
You want to use it on Ethan.
We all want to use it on me.
No, I don't want to use it on Ethan. I just feel like there is a better spot to use it.
There's one other spot that I can see.
I could see another one.
I feel like I'd much rather use it on the goat.
Not what I was thinking.
I was going somewhere else.
So, what were you thinking? The boar?
I was thinking eagle.
What?
I was thinking eagle. Gun on the eagle.
Dude, you're not hitting that thing, bro. Your aim's not that good, Caden.
Yeah, there's no way we're hitting the
fucking
eagle.
It's coming right at you. It's going to come direct.
There's no way we're hitting the eagle.
Hey, that's an endangered species. You actually can't. You have to take this off the list.
Oh. Yeah. I'll make it a harpy eagle.
I would say, Caden, I'm going to head out for the eagle. We can skip to that really quick because I'm an American and I will not take the felony charge to kill our national animal. How dare you?
All right, hold on.
That's based. That's actually very based. You know what?
Hold on.
I plead the fifth.
Yeah, how dare you put something so anti-American on this, Caden?
Wow.
Eagle is now on the American flag.
That makes it so much worse. Oh, yeah. It has its own category. I'm fine with that.
Where is it? I don't see it.
Scroll to the bottom.
Oh, I love it. Okay. Deer. In that case, if we're not using the gun...
I will say deer, like...
We'll see what happens, but I'm not...
Deer can regularly survive a gunshot.
Unless you hit them, like, right in the heart. Yeah,
Unless you hit them in the heart.
Deer, I think it might be proverbial dinner.
Really?
It's there,
you
I'm
think
gonna
a deer
head
would
out.
Be that severe?
I mean, here's the thing, is they're big animals, so they're strong animals. They're pretty quick. And again, they're handlers. If they're coming right at you, and you're standing there like this, you know what I mean? I don't know. I mean, you gotta, like, well, hold on.
Okay, I feel like you got to stay low for the deer because it's going to come at you directly with the antlers. I feel like you got to go low and sweep the legs.
That's not a bad idea either. Yeah, I was originally thinking, like, you know, you dodge out of the way of the first charge and then just take side shots like a Dark Souls boss, you know?
Roll out of the way.
Yeah. Here's the thing, though, is it's going to have way more endurance than I probably will. And I just feel like my fists aren't going to do enough to, like, really do damage unless I can, like, get to its, like, vital organs and, like poke its eyes out. You know, if I can, like, poke its eyes, well, then it's going to be really mad and just go crazy. It's going to go buck wild.
Ah, I see what you did there.
I tried to move it hard. I don't know. I mean, we'll see what happens, I guess, but I'm probably on the low side of we'll see what happens or I'm going to head out.
Cole, thoughts on the buck without a gun?
Again, I think I can very clearly survive this given normal buck environment that it lives in.
We're talking about an open field. Open field.
I thought we're giving each of these things home turf.
No.
We said open field unless it's like water animal and we have to adjust it.
No. Home turf. We gotta roll with home turf.
Nope. Too late. Too far. Sorry.
Open field. We've fought everything on an open field so far. You can find a deer in an open field.
Yeah, you can.
I'm ahead.
Actually,
you're gonna head out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's fair.
Yeah,
that
yeah.
That is fair.
I'm gonna probably head out. I feel like it's not as severe as the moose. The moose will do more damage. And even if, like, you go low on the moose will trample you. And I feel like the deer could trample you as well. I feel like, here's my strategy with the deer. Go low, like, football tackle the legs, take its legs out, get it to fall over. And if you can get back up in time, if you can get back up in time to, like, pin it down and, like, hold its head down, maybe it's strong enough to kick you off and, like, buck you off and get back on its feet.
So the thing is, I don't even think you have to. This is the thing, one thing I wanted to say. Because you said you couldn't go low on it. You wouldn't even have to go low on it. They're 7 feet tall.
On the moose?
Yeah, that's why I had to go check. Cause I'm like, aren't they like gigantic? Yeah. Yeah, they're about 7 feet tall. Males, the bulls are like 6 to 7 feet tall.
Mm-hmm.
On average.
Yeah, no need to go low. You're already low. But with the deer, I see deer around my apartment complex all the time because I'm next to Chattahoochee. Those things are skittish, but if it's coming at me, those things look flimsy enough to take out the legs.
Yeah.
Okay, so I think we'll see what'll happen because it's all about, like, if I can get back up after knocking it down.
Hmm.
So I'm going to go, we'll see what happens. Cole, you're in, I'm going to head out. Ethan, yep. Over you.
I'm cool with the bottom of we'll see what happens.
Okay, we'll see what happens. All right, who the fuck else was next? Cole, what do you want to do?
Pigeon. That bitch is dinner.
Pigeon. Pigeon pie. Easy enough. Ethan?
Yeah, I think it falls in line with chickens. You know, it's the rats of New York. They're going to die.
Other than the rats.
Other than the rats that are in New York, yeah. It's like the cockroaches in New York besides the cockroaches.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, pigeon's pretty easy. Turn that bitch into a pigeon pie. What's a fun one? What's another fun one we can do? What about... Okay, we're all from Florida in some way, shape, or form. How do we feel about that gator, gentlemen? Just if you get the chance to watch a lot of Steve Irwin videos leading up to it. I feel like, okay, for this one, I feel like we have to go, like, half in water, half out. So, like, we're at the point in the field where the field leads into a lake.
Yeah, again, that is a... you know, 12 foot long reptile with hard scales. And I mean, the thing is you gotta think, these animals, they're in the prey, they're getting hunted all the time. Us humans, we're soft and fleshy because we figured out how to not get hunted all the time. You know what I mean? We're the top of the food chain, much like they are, but they got all that defense. You know, our body doesn't have that.
True.
I'm about to be dinner. It can snack on. And the thing is, unlike the snake, it could actually eat me.
It could eat you. Yes, this is a much less preferable dinner.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm dead. What about you guys?
Cole, are you gator dinner? Girl gator dinner?
I'm struggling with this one because my question is, could I survive the death roll?
No. If it got you in a death roll, no. If it got you in a death roll, you're done.
Really?
Yeah, it's crazy that that's what your question is.
Really?
If it gets you in the death roll, especially if it can pull you into the water mid-death roll, you're done.
Yeah.
I mean, okay, so if it already has us somehow, like, grappled going into the death roll, we're done.
Yeah.
Yes.
But what I'm saying is if I somehow get some upper hand and then it goes into the death roll to try to break me out of it, that's the question of I don't know. I think I have a decent chance to not let go.
Hold on, wait. Let me.
Well, the death roll is not like when the death roll is when it has you in its jaws and it's twisting around and it's gonna snap off a limb.
But I thought it could also do it for escape purposes as well.
Maybe, I don't know.
Because I was gonna say
to me the death roll in my mind is when it's got you in its jaws and it's trying to break you by spinning.
So when an alligator executes a death roll, it generates a rotational force combined with the grip pressure of... When an alligator executes a death roll, it generates devastating rotational force combined with the grip pressure of nearly 3,000 pounds per square inch, The spinning torque easily surpasses the structural limits of bone and tissue, allowing a 300-pound gator to tear off limbs of large prey instantly.
So that's insinuating.
I don't think
you're
it's got holding to on to that thing.
Okay, no. So it's more of a once it gets meat and it goes into the roll instead of trying to escape something and rolling.
Right.
Yeah.
It can also roll to like try and get it away from you. That's like why alligator wrestlers pin them and have to like put their full weight on it.
Yeah.
So like it has that escape tactic as well if you try and pin it. But yeah, if it gets you in its mouth, it's doing the spin, doing the roll. Dual barrel roll.
Yeah. Again, I may be kind of playing to the myth here of they can't go in straight lines or they don't know how to make crazy turns. I don't think there is a large chance that I am a proverbial dinner.
Mm-hmm.
I just think it is possible for me to maybe outrun it. So I was going to say that the absolute highest I could go is probably halfway between I'm a head out and proverbial dinner.
It's
can run up to 9 to 11 miles an hour.
After rechecking,
20 miles an hour in the water.
Google AI says that holding a rolling alligator is virtually impossible and extremely dangerous, actually.
Okay.
It says it just says it generates an immense rotational torque and hundreds of pounds of force. And then it says even further, even a small or medium-sized gator rolling can wrench its body away with enough force to break human grip instantly.
Okay. Yeah, I...
Plus, it's got like all the scales and stuff, the hard scales. So how hard can you grab before you're like hurting yourself? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. We're also talking in this moment about like, if we can pin it, then what would it do then? Or could we hold it down then?
But the question
Neither of us are trained alligator wranglers.
Yeah. Okay. I think I'm still going to go to a fact of, I think it is possible to outmaneuver it and escape. Just because of the other thing, they can't sustain their speed.
Mm.
Is they tire out very quickly. So I think there is a chance. I'm still probably going to lean in that about 50-50 proverbial dinner. I'm a head out, maybe a bit more towards proverbial dinner, but I don't think it is as hard 100% as Ethan thinks it is in proverbial dinner.
I think I'm dinner. I think we all agree to one degree or another. That were dinner.
Yeah. I think Cole's a little too confident in himself.
Look, this is one that I was hopeful in. There are ones that you guys may be more hopeful in, which I will wholeheartedly disagree with.
Okay. Oh, that was my turn. Yeah, go, Ethan.
Figured I'd give us a quick one, you know, since we all know what the answer is here.
Okay, I'm going.
Piranhas!
Piranha. Now, we're looking at a single piranha here.
I can take them.
Looking at a single piranha. Ethan, thoughts?
I'm dinner, literally. It literally will eat me. Because, again, in this situation, you're in, like, the Amazon. Mm-hmm. You're not gonna see it. You're not gonna, you can't, you open your eyes underwater, you're not gonna, you have no visibility. You can't see. You just feel, you know, it biting and nipping at you over and over and over again, you know, one at a time in, like, different spots. You feel the blood, you know, and you're Cole can try to argue this. I think it's a slow and painful death.
He's single piranha.
Taking us back to that scenario of we're on the boat in the water. We have to reach down and try and fight it. It just has to wait for us to come to it.
See, I'm thinking we're in the water.
Yeah,
that's my.
I think we kind of have to be.
No, we're not. We're not in a boat. We're in the water for this.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm assuming you're in the water and you cannot swim to land.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm still going with I can take him. Because also, Ethan, I also think you're overestimating how big a piranha is. Like a single piranha
know they're
is
small.
Still pretty fucking small.
Yeah. I just don't think that I would be able to get a grasp on it. And I think it could take a lot more bites out of me. And I would just feel the effects of it getting to me before I could actually get to it.
I mean, I agree with you there.
I don't think I have a shot.
I agree with you there. I just don't think it gets anywhere near killing me.
What if it bites you on like an artery or a vein or on your neck? You know what I mean? Like if it hits you on a spot, you're going to bleed out. Like, you know what I mean?
I just think that's more some random chance bullshit. I do not believe in the bite power of the piranha.
I think that if we're submerged in the water, because we got to go after this thing, it's not going to come after us. If we're submerged in the water, I think it's, I don't know the hunting tactics of piranha. I feel like they're just going to get up close to you, get a bite on you, and just chew on you. So if it's that, like, it's probably going to get a bite on your leg, or you reach down and, like, try and grab it, and it bites your hand, and you pull it up out of the water, and, like, you got one hand in its mouth, and then one hand, like, grabbing it, and, like, squeezing it, and trying to crush it. In that scenario, I feel like that's probably the most likely way to kill it. It's just, like, wait for it to get you. Like, go for it. It probably gets you at some spot. You grab it, snatch it out of the water, and then crush it. So you're probably going to take, you're going to take some damage no matter what. I don't know if, like, piranhas do hunt in schools. So anytime it takes on a bigger piece of prey, it's going to, they're, like, all going to swarm it together. If it's a single piranha that can only take significant bites, but not significant enough to, like, unless it does bite an artery and we're just bleeding out in the water. But even in that case, you snatch it up, break its neck. Do fish have necks?
Yes.
Fish are slippery. They don't have, I mean, you'd have to, like, slap it on something hard, I think, to kill it. As I'm saying, it's small, it's slippery, and it's fast. Have you tried to throw a punch while you're, like, have you ever been swimming in the water and you try to throw a punch? It's so much slower than what you could do on air. You know what I mean? You can't move as fast in the water as you, as
yeah,
guys,
if there's the drag of the water. But if you're, like, stabbing your hand down into the water to grab it.
Are you talking about on a boat or in the water? Because, again,
If you're in the water, like, sort of, like, harpoon your hand while you're standing in the water and grab it. There's going to be less drag there.
The Amazon's deep. You're not standing. You're trying to wade water and stay above and fight this piranha that is attacking you. You're not going to hit it. You're not hitting it. Like, you're.
I think piranha. So you think you're about to be better.
Yes,
you think
I'm
you're about
dinner.
To be dinner.
For sure.
I think Cole and I are both in I can take him. Definitely going to take some damage, but I think we can both take him.
Audience, tell them how freaking stupid they are. Tell them how dumb
they
are.
I've never met a piranha, so I don't know.
I've met several.
Audience, tell Ethan that this is just a single fucking piranha.
I just... I don't know, man. That's what I'm saying.
Well, Ethan, that was your piranha. Cole, what do you want next?
I'm just going to go ahead and go straight for it, Komodo dragon.
Komodo dragon. How do you feel, Cole?
Proverbial dinner.
Are you feeling lucky?
No, there's nothing. I was just going to say, there's proven that if there's trees, Komodo dragons have waited people out before to kill them.
Yep.
We're dead.
Ethan?
Yeah. Yeah, they're fast, too.
All right, democracy works, gentlemen. That we are dinner. That's at least a cool way to go out, Komodo dragon. Not if we're hiding in a tree. That's a lame way out.
It's gonna slither you. It's gonna touch your slithers.
It will. It will. How do we feel about fighting Ethan Feckety?
We should use the gun.
Should we use the gun? I think I can take Ethan out with a gun.
Dude, I'm actually so flattered. Please.
I'm going to go to that bitch's dinner using the flintlock.
Don't
proverbial dinner. Proverbial dinner.
Proverbial dinner. That bitch is perver. Thank you. Yeah, edit it. Edit it.
Bitch,
yeah.
Please.
Proverbial dinner.
Bowl dinner.
Oh, no, yeah, you actually spelled it wrong, the other one.
No, it's not wrong.
Proverbal dinner. Proverbal.
You proverb.
With the gun, that bitch is proverbial dinner.
That bitch is proverbial dinner.
It depends, because, well, here you go. The flintlock pistols, it's not really like one shot, is it? It's more of like a scatter shot. They kind of break apart.
No, it's a single bullet.
But it's a huge bullet.
But I'm
big
saying
round bullet.
So with the flintlock that I'm looking at on here, when those shoot, they fire and the bullets, they separate like a shotgun shell. It separates and does a spread shot.
No.
It's not a musket.
It is a powder explosive. Muskets are single bullet too. single bullet that is blasted out by having packed powder into it, but it is a single bullet. So there's a spray of smoke that comes out, kind of the same way a shotgun looks, but it is a single shot. It's not a spreading buckshot or something like that.
So it is a single explosion bullet. Doesn't break the bullet into smaller parts as it goes out.
No.
Then I am preferable. I am preferable dinner. And you get either one. Either one. Whoever has the gun.
Yeah.
One of me has a gun, and I will die.
Well, Ethan, you get the honor of taking up that second lifeline.
Yay. I'm honored.
You're welcome.
I'm flattered. You killed me with the gun.
All right. Well, we've got a couple left, gentlemen. We've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 left. Shall we do maybe one more round and leave the others to mystery and or a future episode, or...
I like that. I like it.
I felt like we could speed round all of them that are left in like 2 minutes.
We could speed round.
Let's do it.
Okay. Ethan, how do you feel about elephants?
Elephants. Okay. Open plane, charging at me, big tusk. It's just my fist. I have no lifelines. I'm not doing damage to an elephant. I'm dinner. Proverbial dinner.
Cole, elephants?
I'm dinner.
Dinner. They will crush you. Crush you with they stand on their tippy toes. Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
They stand on that flat part of their foot. They just stand on the toes on the end. They don't spread out the weight over the course at the bottom of their feet.
That's insane.
They're just on their tippy toes, and yet they still crush you with the tippy toes. Maybe that's why they have all the weight of the elephant into one spot.
It's like elephant ballerinas. Now it all makes sense.
Yeah, exactly. This one's sad. Golden retriever, Ethan.
Unfortunately, I can take that bitch. It's gonna be dinner.
Cool.
We'll see what happens.
I'm closer to see what happens. Ethan, you think dinner? Or you can take him.
To the golden retriever.
Golden retriever.
Yeah, I can take him. I'll get messed up a little bit, but I can take him. Honestly, no, it's dinner. It's dinner.
Why were golden retrievers originally bred? They were bred hunting dogs. So yeah, they tear shit up.
Yeah. The thing is,
I think we see what happens.
I think I could take him. Or I think that bitch is dinner. Sorry. Yeah.
I kind of wanted to kill me. Honestly, I don't want to fight that thing.
Here's, you know, so what I'm going to say, you know, because I just think it would be the easiest way to attack it. It's going to come at you, charge it, and try to bite you.
Yeah.
I think I can rip its mouth open and split its head before it could fucking chomp my hands down in between its fucking jaws. If I was really trying, I think I could, you know what I mean? So, or like dislocate its jaw so that way it can't use it. Like, I'm winning. That bitch is mine.
You think of yourself dinner. Very dexterous.
Yeah. Dude, I'll take a hit to fucking... you know, I'll take a hit. I'm a big guy. I'll take one.
All right. Well, Cole and I are both the opinion of we'll see what happens, so we'll put it there.
That's fine.
Ethan, thoughts on hippopotamus?
I'm dinner.
Yeah. Cole?
I'm dinner.
Motomoto likes you. We are dinner. silverback gorilla, Ethan.
Dicks out for Harambe. I am also dinner.
We salute as we get turned into dinner. Cole, Harambe.
We'll see what happens. The spirit of Harambe, the spirit of Harambe will calm down this gorilla.
I think Harambe will be vengeful in this moment.
I think
it's between us,
amen,
and Harambe's friend. Unfortunately, I think we're proverbial dinner or literal dinner. They are omnivores.
Look, between the different classes that could be taken out by Harambe, I do think that we are safer than most elementary school children that live in Cincinnati.
Yeah, that's true.
That was very specific.
Well, it's because he was in the Cincinnati Zoo.
Harambe was in the Cincinnati Zoo.
Obviously.
Yeah, we all knew that. Ethan, what do you know about grizzly bears?
I know that they can eat me for dinner. These animals must probably be getting pretty full.
Yeah, there's a lot of us to go around, but I must agree with you.
Yeah, I agree.
I've seen The Revenant.
I've seen The Revenant, correct.
A proverbial dinner for the bear, I am.
Dinner for the bears.
Proverbial dinner for the bear, I am.
Killer whale.
Dinner. I'm dinner.
I'm dinner. Yeah, this is the first one where I would ask if they were docile or not, because killer whales are actually like pretty docile towards humans in the wild.
No.
They're aggressive.
What? They attack boats. They have learned to topple boats in groups. Docile? No.
I would say they won't kill humans, but they topple boats to attract sharks so that sharks will come to feed on the humans, but they'll feed on the sharks before hopefully any sharks feed on humans.
In Juggling Speed Round, do killer whales kill eat moose? They do. kill humans. You didn't know that? Wow. They do kill.
How do they kill moose?
Because moose are excellent swimmers, and they exist in the same sort of ecosystem, so they will swim to the bottom of waters that killer whales swim through, and because they eat the moose will eat the foliage at the bottom of the water, and the killer whales have been known to eat moose.
That's crazy. You learn something new every day.
Orca attacks on humans in the wild are rare and no fatal attacks have been recorded, 4 humans have died due to interactions with captive orcas. Okay.
Captive, too.
So not docile. They will use you, but if they're coming to kill you, we're dead.
Yep.
True. I agree.
Lion.
Just put it on the list. Why are we asking?
We're about to be dinner. Just put it there.
Next one I'm happy for.
Monkey. Bro. Look,
little
monkey.
Little monkey. Little capuchin. Yeah, I can take that fucking monkey, bro.
It'll probably tear an ear off.
Oh, yeah.
Like a finger.
Oh, yeah.
It definitely would be harder to fight than both of you monkeys.
I would say, we're coming out fucked up, but we're going to be able to kill the monkey.
It's not proverbial dinner, but I think we can take him.
I agree.
The boar. Wild boar.
I don't think it's going to be as cut and dry as proverbial dinner. I don't think I'm winning against the boar. I will say that.
No.
So I think I'm going to head out.
Yeah, I don't think we... Fist to tusk, I don't think we stand a chance. I think we have a better fight compared to something like a bear. So I'm going to head out.
I agree.
We agree.
Last but not least.
Democracy is a wonderful thing. The ram.
Gun pick.
Cole, how do you think you could do against a ram with your bare hands? Not your bare hands, but your bare hands.
Dinner?
You think...
I'm dinner?
Okay, that's more accurate.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't think it's as far as dinner.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think it's probably I'm gonna head out. I've seen this thing head, like, it would headbutt you and break, like, your thigh. And then you would be falling to the ground, and it would hit you again, and then like hit your spine, and you'd be done. Like, I mean, you'd be 3 or 4 hits and dead.
I feel like the boar is gonna get you by goring you, and that's gonna be an immediately heavier damage that's gonna knock you down quicker. But like when the ram hits you like in the rib cage, you're going
fucked.
Down. Yeah.
Yeah.
You can like maybe dodge out of the way of the ram, but I feel like rams are probably faster than boar.
They're pretty quick. They're both pretty fast.
They can climb up that mountain and dive bomb you. They climb up mountains.
Oh, I know. I've seen them climbing up the dams and stuff.
Yep.
Yeah.
Look up that salt. Yeah, I'd probably say I'm a head out with that ram.
Oh, fuck no.
No?
No, that thing's
going to... some dinner?
Your dinner. That thing's going to kill us.
No, I think I'm a head out.
You think it's that extreme?
You guys are crazy.
Here's the thing, it's definitely going to kill us, but I don't think it's going to kill us as easily as any of that other shit on that list.
I think it also maybe like, it's going to keep its head low when it charges you, so maybe like you jump over and snatch its legs out from under it.
No, you're not jumping over it, you're not snatching, that's not happening.
Yeah,
but
that's not happening.
That's.
It's probably not, but you know, I got a better chance.
Keep your hopeful optimism, Kevin.
Yeah, probably. But finally, of course, we have our American Eagle in the American category, untouched.
Amen.
Golden and idealistic.
Because I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free.
And that's where we get cut off, because of legal copyright to songs.
Is that copyrighted?
I have no idea. Lee Greenwood probably did it.
I think that song is old enough to where, like, you're fine.
Lee Greenwood's still alive, even.
kill him.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll cut it there.
I said public domain's 100 years.
Oh.
Yeah, we're not fine. So we'll cut it there. And speaking of cut it there, that is our list. In That Bitch's Proverbial Dinner, we include the chicken, the clownfish, the pigeon, and Ethan, once we've shot him with a gun. In I Can Take Him, we have Cole, me, and a capuchin monkey, Fitz. And we'll see what happens. We have a tarantula, a gray wolf, if we stab it with a knife. We have a buck. We have a piranha and a golden retriever, the two canines, lovely. Lovely. In I'm a Head Out, we have the boar and the billy goat, the ram, both fitting, both of them similar tactics. And I'm About to Be Proverbial Dinner, some not so proverbial. We have the black mamba, the moose, the great white shark, the alligator, the Komodo dragon, the elephant, the hippo, the silverback gorilla, the grizzly bear, the killer whale, and the lion.
You know,
I think that's all very fitting.
I think it was a lot more realistic than last time.
Than last time. Yeah, dear audience, we did try and do this. We did try and do this previously, and those recordings also got lost.
Yeah, the last time we were a lot more optimistic in our abilities. But that also
we've matured since then.
That also involved a lot of deathmatch kind of style. All right, you're each in a different domain. You're usually in the home domain. And like for the bear, we're like, imagine that you're camping and it breaks into your camp. And I'm like, okay, how many camping things would I have? I would be able to, you know, distract it with a sleeping bag or something. There was a lot more wild shenanigans.
Yeah.
It's true.
Is true.
But dear audience, how do you think you would have handled any of these animalistic combatants, these creature combatants? Do you think you would need a gun to kill Ethan? Let us know.
Let me know. Don't kill me. Just think about it.
If you want to meet in Ethan's backyard, it'll be $40.
Yeah, it's for the taco truck. And you'll get a free colonial pen. The ink is red, white, and blue.
Oh, that reminds me. I owe you my second payment on those colonial pens, don't I?
Yes.
Okay, cool. That's another, what, $212?
No, $49.90 because I gave you a 10-cent discount because you won Jeopardy.
Ah, that's right. Thank you for that 10-cent discount.
Yeah, like, thank you. You're welcome. You're welcome, yeah. Your next payment is gonna have some interest.
No.
2000% interest.
No.
Yeah, dude. Look, I gave too many deals out. All right, everybody heard that you get discounts for winning Jeopardy. All right, I had a lot of Jeopardy games. I ate a lot of tacos. Everybody got the discounts. I gotta recoup some funds.
Well, glad the Jeopardy business is booming. Maybe you can start making a tier list business now too.
Yeah.
I feel like I might be too pessimistic for this because I'm looking at, I put a lot of things that there's a lot that's gonna kill me. There's a lot of murder happening.
Most of the things out there probably will kill you, honestly.
True. That is true.
Yep.
Well, unless there's anything we have left to discuss or fight, we'll schedule our hand-to-hand combats sometime in the future, Cole. But until that point, would you, Cole Browning, like to wrap us out?
Sure. Everybody, thank you for joining us on this tier list tonight. The first unquestionably nerdy pay-per-view event that we'll be hosting sometime before 2030 is going to be Cadden versus Cole, the ultimate showdown in Ethan's backyard. So look out for that. But until then, I've been Cole Browning.
I've been Gavin MacArthur. I've
been Ethan. Faggity.
And this has been Unquestionably Nerdy. Go forth and survive the wilds. Survive the wilds.
And respect animal rights.
And buy my pens.
The colonial pen. Pen.
Pen.
Pen.
All right. Stopping recording.